First four drives of tonight resulted in touchdowns. The last drive, Hover Beach was stopped on USA's 29-yard line. And ever since, from 4:51 until now, 1:36, it's all been USA. Fourth and two for USA off the right hash. And it's a handoff to Tanner Foley. He has the first down. He's about to the 30-yard line and finally brought down by Grant Hansen at the 29-yard line. They needed 2 yards. They got seven. Move the chains for the Patriots.
Well, they go back to the Old Faithful. They give it back to their senior leader, Tanner Foley, and he gets it around the left end. The Harbor Beach defense starting to collapse in the middle and take away the middle of the field, but it's going to force Tanner Foley and company to go around the outside of that defense. That time, it works very well.
USA starting to hurry things up a bit. Tanner Foley on the carry, and he has brought down. Even the officials don't know where he is. This is one. That was actually Josh Lang on the carry. Out of the out to the 18-yard line, but we have a penalty against USA, and this will negate that run. Don't even look at it. This is going to be, I do believe, a hold against USA. The flag sits at the 27-yard line, so it's going to be a 10-yard walked off from that point, pushing them back to their own 37-yard line. Indeed, it is a hold against USA. And now repeat first down. First down and 17 to go. As the first down markers at the 20-yard line. A minute 12 before half.
Yeah, Josh Lang slipped through the defensive line without any of us seeing either, and he got upfield for a big gain. Unfortunately, it all came back.
Tanner Foley looking to pass, rolling to his left, play action downfield. Defender can't bring it in. Macklin Gettle, reception of the 3-yard line, touchdown USA. Tanner Foley, Macklin Gettle brings it in from Ryan Kine. For a 37-yard reception and a score. And it's now back-to-back touchdowns for USA. With 57 seconds before the half is over, it's USA 22, Harbor Beach 14.
All right, the play-action pass could not have worked any better. Ryan Kine fakes the handoff to Tanner Foley. The Harbor Beach defense is obviously going to swing towards him. Ryan Kine kind of hides the ball in his left, by his left hip, turns his body, sets his feet as Macklin Gettle slips behind Brady Kirsch in coverage, and a perfect throw and catch for a touchdown.
Going for two, Tanner Foley coming around that seam, and he is tackled out of bounds by James Shelkey. The two-point conversion is no good, and it remains a one-possession ball game. USA 22, Harbor Beach 14, with 57 seconds left before the half is over. On your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
The Truck Month deals are hotter than a presidential debate at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Frigid, snowy weather is coming, so get your brand-new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD 4x4 plow truck now, as little as $325 a month with zero down. Or choose a brand new 2016 Chevrolet Colorado Extended Cab 4x4 for zero down and $199 a month. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Get your Chevrolet and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com.
Just 57 seconds before the half is over, USA strikes for the third time tonight. Two-point conversion is no good, so they lead by 8 points, 22-14, as USA's face is ready to for an onside kick here from Mackenzie Trischler. It's brought in at the 47-yard line by Austin Roberts for Harbor Beach. Austin Roberts, a tight end, defensive back, 6'2", 175-pound junior. And Harbor Beach will start with a 53-yard field in only 56 seconds before the half, as they trail by 8 points, 14-22 to USA. Harbor Beach moving right to left across your radio for these last 56 seconds.
Couple good score updates for you, Clark. Reese still leads 13-6 over Essexville Garber and Cass City 34, Caro nothing in the second quarter.
So it's safe to say Cass City will be making it into the playoffs. And if it holds true for Reese, them as well. First and 10 from the 48-yard line, right to left across the radio. Harbor Beach looking to pass, and it is complete to number two for Harbor Beach. Grant Hansen, a wide receiver, 6'1", 155-pound junior, for a 12-yard pickup The clock stops momentarily to move the chains with 52 seconds left. First and 10 from USA's 40-yard line.
Well, if USA is going to play that soft of coverage, Harbor Beach is going to sling it for 10-plus yards on every play here and have a chance to score. They're going to have to either get a little pass rush going or they're going to have to bring more guys out there because these Harbor Beach receivers, they can catch the football. They've run this spread all year long.
40 seconds remain. Spread formation, it's brought in, nearly brought in by Grant Hansen as he was hit as he tried to make that completion at the 30-yard line. Falls incomplete as the coverage started to swarm on him. Incomplete, and the clock stops with 36 seconds left. And now second and 10 from the 40-yard line for the Pirates.
Yeah, the ball was right there. It was a little high, but Tanner Foley makes the hit and jars the ball loose. No completion. The ball falls incomplete. Second down and 10, 36 seconds left in the half for Harbor Beach.
Second down, 10 yards to go from USA's 40-yard line. They started at Harbor Beach's 47-yard line. Brady Kirsch has only attempted two passes on the night. And rolling to his left, looking to pass. He's in trouble. Here, deflects from that. Tackle is brought in by Grant Hansen at the 27-yard line. And it'll be enough to move the chains, and we have a timeout called, I do believe, by Harbor Beach. There it is, with 26 seconds left before the half is over. Move the chains once again for Harbor Beach.
Brady Kirsch rolls out of the pocket to his left, but didn't really need to because that's kind of where the blitz and the pass rush was coming from. He had to kind of shed a tackler, and under duress, he finds Grant Hansen open in the middle of the field right at the first down marker, delivers a strike, and Hansen has to go down low to make the catch, and he does so and sits right down as they get a first down to stop the clock, but Coach Schelke calls timeout immediately as now their team has a chance here to score late in the first half.
I know what you're going to say here, Dave, but for the listeners, what is Harbor Beach setting up here?
Well, he's probably going to set up his favorite pass play here, Clark, but he may be going further than that. Here's what we're going to do once this pass is completed, this play is over. I got to imagine that with only possibly only one timeout left, Clark, he's got to set up more than one play. If we get tackled in bounds, this is what we're doing, but he's trying to remind his kids, hey, get down or get out of bounds if possible so we can run another play.
I do believe just one more timeout for Harbor
Beach.
Well,
we're not sure who called the very first timeout of the game.
Single coverage for Hansen on the far sideline. Kirsch to pass to the near sideline to Schelke in the end zone as Schelke was looking for a flag. None called as good coverage from USA falls incomplete. Second down and 10 with 19 seconds left of the 30-yard line.
If the conditions were better, I think Harbor Beach has the advantage to throw the football on this team, and they showed exactly the reason why right there as Brady Kirsch airmails one to the corner of the end zone. It was perfectly thrown. James Schelke was in the spot. Tyler Lang in coverage had no idea where the football was, and it almost hit him in the back of the helmet. Contact was made. It was very slight contact, but Tyler Lang had no idea where the football was, and there's potential for pass interference there, but it was a nice play by Josh Lang, on the play.
Kirsch, the pass in the mids, nearly picked off. Pass was intended for Robert Emming as Tanner Foley in number 54 for USA. Cooper Coughlin nearly scooped that one off. 14 seconds left. Incomplete pass, third and 10.
Now that time, Brady Kirsch had to get rid of the football quickly. The offensive line did not quite hold up long enough. The pass was thrown a little behind the receiver, and good thing, because if not, Cooper Caulfield made a heck of an effort to try and pick that ball off and almost did.
2 weeks in a row, Harbor Beach trying to knock on the door just before the half. They fell at the one-yard line of Ubley last week. Right now it's a third and 10. More importantly, only 14 seconds left in this first half at USA's 30-yard line. Spread formation, two wide each way. Kirsch rolling to his left, lets this one fly. To James Schelke, is caught, and he runs out of bounds at the 17-yard line, stopping the clock with 8 seconds left. A 13-yard reception to Schelke, and move the chains. Clock stopped, 8 seconds remain. Maybe one, maybe two plays if they get this off quickly.
They very well could if Brady Kirsch drops back in the pocket and throws to the first receiver that he has drawn up to. And right now, USA has settled into a little bit of a zone defense, trying to take away some of those angles. It almost worked on the play prior to this one, but this time, we get James Schelke in open space. He can run himself open, and that's exactly what he did. Brady Kirsch didn't miss him.
Kirsch in the shotgun, passing down midfield, and this one is picked off at the one.